the parable that Jesus preached in our gospel was revolutionary for his hearers. The mere suggestion that so-called sinners, such as tax collectors and prostitutes, were entering the kingdom of heaven before so-called saints, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. The mere suggestion of that was shockingly revolutionary. One of my favorite stories in the Gospels is when the family of Jesus visited him, very concerned that he was insane. What a compliment to Jesus. Of course he was considered insane. Because what he preached and how he lived was so radically different than that of many people in his society. What he preached and how he lived is radically different than that of many in our society. St. Paul today tells us that we should have the attitude of Christ Jesus. Right? Let's take a look now at some quotes from St. Paul that might help illuminate for us the attitude of Christ Jesus that you and I are supposed to have. Pray for your persecutors. Do not curse them. Bless them. The way to overcome evil is by doing good. Make real friends with the poor. There are, in the end, only three things that really matter, that last: faith, hope, and love. Where there is self-indulgence, the results are obvious. Fornication, gross indecency, sexual irresponsibility. What the Spirit brings is very different. I think it's safe to say that you and I are trying to live that way. I think it's safe to say that the society in which we live is a mess, a real mess. And the society in which Jesus lived was a mess, a real mess. What he preached and how he lived was so radically different than that of his society that even some members of his whole own family thought that he was insane. You and I are followers of Jesus. You and I are to have the same attitude as Jesus. To do so is not insane. Not to do so is insane.